We want to welcome to the show for the first time Tina Korpis, who is the new state representative who will be representing the 149th seat here in Connecticut, which covers most of the backcountry in Greenwich, but also parts of North Stamford. And not only do we want to congratulate Tina Korpis and welcome her to the show for the first time, but she did something that I think turned a lot of heads earlier this week during the election. She unseated the incumbent who had been serving, Rachel Khanna, but also flipped the seat from Democrat to Republican. So, Tina, welcome to Melissa in the Morning. We're glad you're here, and congratulations on your recent win.
Thank you so much, Melissa. I'm very happy to be here.
Tina, tell us a little bit about yourself, first of all, for people who may not be familiar with you and your role in politics, and what even made you want to run?
Well, I'm a first-time candidate. I was born in Baltimore, Maryland. I'm the daughter of Greek immigrants. After my education on the East Coast, I worked for 2 decades in corporate law and investment banking. And then I ran a nonprofit organization, a bipartisan nonprofit that advocated for women and girls' rights in Connecticut. And I'm the mother of 4 children. And this was a time in my life and career where I really wanted to give back. I believe strongly in the American dream. I believe in our country and state. And I just really wanted to give back to this community where I've raised my family and that I love. And that is what prompted me to run.
So this was a close race, certainly. And you did squeak out, it looks like, according to the Secretary of the State's office, just over 51% of the votes. Why do you think voters were in favor of you over the incumbent?
I think that the district is, I know the district is a, generally speaking, fiscally conservative and socially moderate district. It is 40% unaffiliated voters and roughly 30% Democrat and Republican voters. So it really is a moderate centrist district, and that is who I am. That is who I've always been. I'm a Republican, but I'm a pro-choice Republican. I am very much in the middle. And people realized, I think, that balance was really on the ballot in this election. Connecticut was on the verge, and it actually has tipped into being a Democratic supermajority state. But I think that voters in this district, the 149th, really wanted to see moderation and balance. So I think that they wanted to put someone in who would provide that.
So it's interesting because your opponent, so the incumbent, she had kind of a historic victory. It definitely was a historic victory when she was elected in 2022. She was the first Democrat to represent the 149th since the district was created in the 1960s. So to bring it back to Republican, you know, I think you said something in the very beginning, Tina, when you were first introducing yourself here on the show. You said you had a nonprofit that really focused on women and girls' rights, essentially. And so I think, you know, the narrative, this was something I was actually talking to Senator Ryan Fazio about earlier this week, he too being reelected as a Republican. There was a big effort to really align the Connecticut Republican Party with what is seen as the national Republican Party. But what's interesting is a lot of the Republicans here in Connecticut are kind of in line with exactly what you're saying, which is that they don't feel the need for an abortion ban or things like that. How did you cut through, especially as a first time candidate? How did you cut through that type of advertising? Because it was actively happening in a lot of state races here, projecting the National Republican Party on Connecticut Republicans.
It sure was. I mean, it was a very strong drumbeat. I found it concerning and misrepresentative of my position, which really bothered me because I've dedicated my, you know, adult life, whether it's on boards or serving on the boards of women's organizations, doing things with women's alumni groups of my alma mater, et cetera. I really care about women's issues very much, not just the abortion issue, but also equal pay for women. When I ran the Permanent Commission on the Status of Women in Connecticut, we did a study on the economic impact of COVID on Connecticut's women, which was disproportionate to the effect on men, which was also significant. So it bothered me, but I think that I really cared about running a campaign where I did not do any kind of personal attacks, did not do any misrepresentations of my opponents. So I just took advice from people that have run a lot of campaigns, and I just kept stating what I was for instead of, instead of kind of going back and taking the bait, so to speak. I just kept restating what I was for, which I'm pro-choice. And that's kind of it.
So, again, we have Gina Corpus here for the first time on Melissa in the Morning. I'm sure we will be talking again in the future, as we will be with a lot of our state reps and state senators who are representing, especially Fairfield County towns and cities in Hartford with the legislative session, which is looming, right? The legislative session is going to be back in early 2025. What would you say are some of your biggest things you're focusing on, Tina, especially for your new constituents in the Greenwich and Stamford area?
Well, it's really the things that we talked about on the campaign trail and the things that I heard from voters directly. You know, their priorities are my priorities, and that is certainly the budget. We are in a budgetary squeeze right now because there was overspending in May of 2024, a vote that was taken, which I thought blew through the fiscal guardrails by using one-time COVID relief funds that we had from the federal government to prop up operating expenses in our regular budget. And because those funds were used, the difficult cuts that we need to adhere to the guardrails were sort of not made. So that hole is sort of bigger and looming large now in the 2025 budget. So I ran on a platform of adhering to the guardrails. I plan to do that, and that's going to be a lot of the work in 2025. The second thing that voters in the 149th really care about is local control of zoning. And I know that drumbeat is going to be back, trying to expand the state's mandates on local control versus keep that control in the hands of towns and municipalities. So I hope to be more than, just a Dr. No, saying no to what's coming down the pike, and propose some creative solutions as to how we can actually accomplish our affordable housing goals without taking local control away from towns and municipalities. Mm-hmm. And then a couple of other things that were also important, but I don't think are looming as large. I care a lot about public safety and returning to reasonable policing. And I also care a lot about election integrity. And, we expanded access to voting, but I think we need to tighten up some places where security and voting, just could be smoother.
Mm. And, when you look at the two areas that you're serving with the 149th district, I think about Greenwich as well, and the misconceptions, for example, with cost of living and the amount of people that also are food insecure and can't find housing. And so, those are, as you mentioned, I think sometimes people always think, okay, well, Greenwich and Stamford and just Fairfield County in general, richest county in America, there's no way these issues really do matter. But as you mentioned, Tina, it's being directly involved with the constituents and what they're seeing at the forefront. And so I look forward to seeing what will happen in the legislative session. Certainly encouraged by what you just said, which is, I love what you said, a no doctor. It does feel like we've gone through maybe the last 3 years or so, give or take, that when you look at the 830G, for example, and creating housing opportunities, it is either just a yes or no. There's really no middle ground there. So I'll be encouraged to see some of the ideas that you bring to the table.
Thank you, Melissa. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. And Tina, again, welcome and congratulations on your election win this week. And you will certainly be hearing from my team in the near future. Thank you.
Thank you so much for the opportunity to be here today.
Absolutely. Tina Corpus, again, who was just elected this week to the 149th Connecticut State Representative seat, who will be representing parts of Greenwich and North Stamford right here on Melissa in the Morning.